You're listening to Run, R-U-N, Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. As pastor of the Smithton Outpouring and the Kansas City Revival, Steve is a leading voice of revival worldwide. Steve shares his life-changing encounters with God, along with biblical teaching that equips you to experience and lead lasting revival. Come, run with Steve and expect God to revive us now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to Revive Us Now podcast. I am your host, Steve Gray, and we're going to talk about revival. In fact, revivals have come historically. Revivals have come when there's no sign that it ought to come. There's really no sign it's going to come, that everything's not nothing happening of God. That's the way it looked. And so I went to Isaiah 60 because a lot of people know this scripture. A lot of songs have been written about it. Isaiah 60, verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come. A lot of people know that and know that verse. And the glory of the Lord rises upon you. And they've preached many sermons. But the next verse is not so good. Excuse me. It says, see, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. Now, it doesn't stay there. It talks about now, but the Lord rises upon you. And usually we go to that part, but I want to talk about this verse and revival. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. Now, listen, yesterday I was with my granddaughter, and Kathy and I were with our granddaughter. She loves to read books. You know, you've seen that with your kids or granddaughters. And we have a book. She's one. And so we got books. And so we look at books, and we turn the page, and there it is. And, it's, you know, there's a picture of a cow. And we say, what's that? And we say, that's a cow. And what's the cow say? Cow says moo, and then next page, and there's a pig, and there's just a picture of a pig. We say, what's the pig say? That's a pig. We turn the page, there's a sheep there. That's a sheep. Next page, that's a dog. Next page, that's a cat, and it just keeps going. That's a sheep, and we just keep going through the book, and then we turn to the front again. That's a cow. You know, she just wants to keep going over and over. Same old thing, and so we look at the animals like that. The problem is we're really glad that it doesn't have a picture of a man or a woman in it. Because by today's standards, by the gross darkness that's come upon the face of the earth, if there was a picture of a woman according to by today's standards, I could say that's a cow, that's a horse, that's a pig, and then a picture of a woman. And according to today's standards, I'm not supposed to know what it is. There's no definition. That we're not supposed to define a woman today. Did you know that? There's a lot of darkness. Now, listen to me. I'm okay with the world being the world. World could be. I'm never surprised that the world is worldly. Of course they're worldly. That's called the world. And when I was a teenager and a young adult and in college and all that kind of stuff, you know, we learned then that everybody could have their own opinion. We could live with that. You have your opinion, I have my opinion, but that's okay. We'll get along. We don't have to agree. But today, that's not that way. Gross darkness. It's like a dictatorship is coming over our nation where you can't have your opinion. There's only one. And if you have a different opinion, you could lose your job. And if you have a different opinion, we're gonna make a law that you can't have a different opinion. You can't preach a different opinion. That's what they're trying to do. And so it's a lot different. It's different than having two opinions. And we're saying, well, you have yours. You have mine. I don't mind. You don't have to be like me. You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to agree with the Bible. I understand that. You have a right to think whatever you want. And, you know, I'd love for you to agree with me, but you don't have to. But we have gross darkness coming over where it's like a dictatorship spirit that has hit other nations in past history that says, no, we're going to change this so you have to think like me. You have to accept what I tell you to accept. And if you don't, you could lose your job. You could have rights taken away. And so this is where we are. And it's not just that. We also have a gross darkness coming upon our nation where all of a sudden we're saying, hey, you know what? You better get ready. We're going to have food shortages. We're going to have fuel shortages. As the United States of America, we're going to run out of stuff. We're going to start running out of stuff. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you. This United States of America, we got plenty. We got plenty. We got plenty of fuel. We got plenty of wheat. We got plenty of plenty for our nation. Yeah, there's plenty. But because of the way people are thinking and the way people are doing it, and I'm not saying about other nations. I'm just talking about us. we could have plenty for us and probably for more for others if we did it right. But it's this, there's gross darkness on the people that is coming to change how we think. It's forcing children to decide things for themselves and not have parents decide anymore. In other words, the child decides who it's going to be, what it's going to be, and the teacher goes, tells the teacher who they want to be, what they want to be, what gender they want to be, and then the teacher and them decide, and the parent has no decision. We're not quite there 100%, but we're close to it. That's gross darkness is on the people. And so we're, you know, running out, not enough, telling us who we have. If we have another opinion, you lose your job. What's going on here? Well, it looks pretty bad, right? But guess what? Many times that we found that at the time of gross darkness on the face of the earth, that has when God has broken out in revival. Yeah. And he's found in that group of people, in the people of the earth, he's found a servant. Even sometimes among the gross darkness, he finds a person or persons, he finds somebody that becomes the fire, the energizer, the spark that sparks a revival. Somebody rises up and begins to speak about God in another way of life. And they've paid the price. They've spent time at the altar. They've spent time in prayer. And in the midst, isn't it amazing? I mean, you could go back and study some of the great revivals of what was going on. It wasn't any worse than what we got it now. Maybe. It's pretty bad. But it was bad. It was bad. No sign of God anywhere. And out of that, a person would arise with a message, and they'd begin to preach it, and people began to want God all of a sudden. Amazing. Amazing. Out of the darkness and gross darkness and moral darkness, and people were oppressed and depressed and just way off the mark, and all of a sudden a servant would arise, or servants would arise in different places in the world, and a revival would break out, and people would begin to proclaim the word of God and the things of God. And you know what? People went for it, and they began to return to the Lord. And they turned from wickedness to willingness. Now, let me tell you about wickedness. Wickedness may not be what you think. See, wickedness doesn't mean that they don't believe in God. See, wicked people believe in God. Their wickedness is they believe in God, but they have no regard for the God they believe in. So all across our country, lots of people say they believe in God that are wicked, but they don't care what God thinks. They have no regard for God. They're going to do what they're going to do. And they'll turn everything the way they want to turn, no matter what the Bible says. They don't care what the Bible says. And so all of a sudden, they turn from wickedness with no regard to willingness. Not my will, but your will be done. Then a revival begins to start. And then they begin to get rid of their idols. And the last time we spoke on this podcast, I talked about what an idol is. An idol is anything you give power to, an object. And I talked about you can give power to your car. You buy a new car, and that car makes you feel good, and you lift your head, and you feel pride. You feel good. I'm a somebody. Or you get a job with more money, and that money starts coming in, and that money is making you feel. That money is making you feel worthwhile. I'm worthy. I'm somebody now. And all of a sudden, where's God in all this? And you're letting an object give you your security. You're letting an object give you who you are in your identity rather than God. And of course, once you lose that money, you lose your identity. You lose your feeling good. If the car gets wrecked, all of a sudden you're a nobody again. You get it? And so they would all of a sudden, though they still had a car in revivals, or they still had objects, they still had a home, or they still had a job, they still were taking money, but it lost its power. It didn't mean as much. You know, back in the Smithton outpouring and in Kansas City thing, we went Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday to church 4 days. In the Smithton one, we went 5 days a week, 5 days a week for over 3 years. And same thing, 4 days a week for about 3 years. And people would ask me, said, how can you go to church 5 days a week? Well, because nothing else mattered, because we wanted to. If you don't have anything else to do, if nothing else has power over you, if you have no idols, then you don't want to do anything else. People came to church because they wanted to, and they didn't want to do anything else. We didn't want to do anything else. And that's what happens in revivals. It's not nobody makes them do it. It's all of a sudden they don't want to stay home and watch movies. They don't want to go to ball games. They don't want to. It's not that they're wrong or they never go to a ball game, never watch a football game. There's no legalism in it. It's just their interest goes to God. because all of a sudden the Spirit of the Lord begins to come on people and they begin to separate themselves from the world. They do it on their own. It's not that they say, oh, the world's ugly, bad. Oh, you bunch of sinners, we're not going to have anything to do with you. No, it's just they lose interest, and worldly people lose interest. Wicked people go to willingness. The oppression and the dark things that are on the earth, all of a sudden some of those people, they hear something. They hear this person rise up with a message of freedom and getting rid of the oppression and that darkness. And it's amazing how revival, a revival of the Spirit of God, the things of God, and the movement of God can come out of darkness. And that's what this scripture says. It says, darkness covers the earth. Let's just accept that. God said that. Darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is on the people. Man, I see that today. I cannot believe the way some people are guiding. And it's really, it's not a lot of people. It's a few people taking our nation the way they want it to go, and everybody just following, you know. But then it says, but the Lord rises upon you, and the glory appears over you. There's got to be a you somewhere in our nation. Surely there's a you. And, you know, it may be some of the preachers we already have preaching good messages and preaching around the world. But, you know, if they could do it, they'd probably already done it. Or it's going to be a you we don't know. It could be a you we know. But if it's going to be a you that's already preaching, then something else is going to happen to them. Because if they could do it with what they're doing, they'd already done it. So they're going to have something other than what's happened is going to have to come. They're going to have to go into some place other with God and break out into a greater place with God. Or it's going to be a you we've never heard of. And suddenly that servant, that you is going to rise, that you that rises upon with the glory, and the glory of God appears on them, and they start speaking into the gross darkness and the darkness that's on the people. My God, that could be, and the people start returning to the Lord. And guess what happens when people return to the Lord? They get their joy back and their gladness. Now, we may have people leading us into weird things and all kinds of alternative things and this kind of thinking, and you can't talk that way and you can't be, but that doesn't make them happy. Yeah, they're not happy people. Look at them. Look at, they're leading, trying to lead our nation this way and that way, but they're not happy. But when God is restored, gladness and joy is restored. And one more thing. I talked about the leaders of our nation said, well, we're not going to have enough. We're going to run out. We're going to run short. Get ready. But when God moves, guess what else happens? Prosperity. All of a sudden, prosperity, enough, more than enough comes back. So gladness returns, joy returns, and prosperity returns when the people return to the Lord. And revival can break out at the lowest point. When darkness is on the people, the glory of the Lord can rise. That's my message today. I hope you got it. Till next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. Push the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode, and spread the word on social media. For more episodes and resources, go to reviveusnowpodcast.com. Until next time, keep on running for revival.